Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Whee.
Yeah. I won't fix that later. Yeah, that's right.
Baxter's going to
fix
it. Yeah,
that's right. He took care of it already. Yeah. All right, let's have some poetry, shall us? Yeah, Joel Nelson.
That's right.
Is riding along with us. Man, this guy is great. I love his poetry. Mm-hmm. Love his writing. Love his reciting. This is Awakenings.
We cannot say what drew us here, what piper's flute, what siren's song. In younger days, another year, when sun was low and shadows long, her great high deserts lured us on. We were but boys when we rode in to live the life and chase the dawn till evening sun shone down on men. Nature was our friend and foe. She dealt us pain, she brought us bliss. Our Mother Earth, we came to know, was nurturer and nemesis. Our cattle graze her hills and draws. Her august grain has ripened now. For horseback men with horseback laws, may she be saved from park and plow. We've seen her change since we rode in, have read her pages as they've turned, and worn our stirrup leathers thin. We fear the lessons we have learned. What hands would tear this land apart? We are not all what we appear. We can't afford the careless heart that beat within the pioneer. And red man's wisdom has been cast aside as savage. Yet we see the noble savage doubtless passed much closer to his earth than we. Are we her stewards, foes, or friends? And who could better serve the earth? We throw these questions to the winds and ride toward answers, timely birth.
Boy, isn't that a masterful piece of writing.
Man, you better believe it.
Yep, Joel Nelson is the best.
Mm-hmm.
There is
mm-hmm.
nothing, mm-hmm. no disputing.
Lariat.
Poet Lariat.
Lariat.
Yeah. Lariat, yeah. Yeah. Yes. He was a poet Lariat, I believe, of Texas. So was Red Steagall.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up on Joel. He may not have been, but anyway.
Well, he should have been.
All right. Well, if he isn't, let's put his name in.
Let's vote for that one.
All right. Sounds good. All right. I'll fix that later. You were talking about tack. Yeah.
Tack or taxes?
Taxes.
He's fixing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah. There is that.
In
too.
Washington.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There is that. Yeah.
There's some of that going on.
Sure. You know, usually when it's "I'll fix that later" is it's the end of the winter and it's a piece of winter equipment.
Yeah, you won't use till next fall.
I'll fix that next fall.
I'll fix that, yeah.
Yeah. My snowblower that goes on the front of my Bobcat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then what am I doing?
Uh-huh.
Fixing it on the first snowfall in October.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
And you did. You fixed it later.
I did. Well,
because
I had
to.
Because I couldn't use it.
You wasn't going to shovel it.
It wasn't usable. So I had to, right?
Oh, dear.
Right.
Dear.
How are your fences? Are you going to fix that later?
We have 100-year-old baling wire.
Yeah.
Or not baling wire, barbed wire. Barbed wire.
100-year-old barbed wire.
That is the eternal fencing project.
Oh, it is.
I think that's the case on every ranch. Yeah.
Well, when you own certain animals as well.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Them old longhorns will raise havoc with your fence.
Corey Andy Longhorn Cross. Like to crawl a fence. They do like to wander, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Wanderlust.
Right. Yeah. So I must have a little bit of longhorn in me, I guess. Yeah. Most cowboys must have a little bit of longhorn in them.
Well, you know, and when the in-laws come home with a llama and your livestock really don't know what it is. Well,
don't know what to do with it.
And what it smells like.
Right, right. And you threaten to have your in-laws committed.
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I am taking you to town, getting a truck.
Getting a truck. Where are we going?
We're
going
to certify you right now.
Right. But Tony the Llama.
He did earn his pay.
Tony the Llama come home, lived on your ranch for quite a few years.
20 years? I don't know.
Is that right? I'll be darned.
My best guess.
How long has Tony the Llama been gone?
Been 10 years?
Has he?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, just get old.
He just piled up somewhere. We never found him.
Oh, you never found him.
No,
huh?
He's got to be piled up in a willow bush.
Willow bush somewhere. Yeah.
Never did find him.
Can you imagine finding that pile of bones if you had no idea?
I wanted his skull.
Oh, I want his neck.
That would have been a good one to have as well. That's a good trophy.
That'd be cool to have
a steer head on the end of the neck.
Holy cow.
It's a long neck cattle.
See, there you go. You could really have some fun with something like that, couldn't you ever?
Yeah.
Oh, my gracious.
Tony's gone. But he did earn his pay.
He did, didn't he?
He kept the moose out of the haystack.
Exactly right.
It was the funniest thing. I tell you, I can't explain it, but he would do the llama snake dance.
With his neck.
And jump up and down and snake stomping, and the old moose would just turn himself inside out.
Okay, I'm gone.
I gotta get out.
I'm out.
I'm done. Out. Yeah. No more for me.
Did he do that with anything other than moose?
I only saw it with the moose.
With the moose. Okay.
I don't know if he danced like that
with
anything
the deer
else,
or a
coyote, or
I
only saw it just with the moose.
Well, I've heard that they're pretty good in with the sheep too.
Right.
I've heard as well.
Yeah.
So's a burro.
I guess a burro is
almost as good as a Pyrenees dog.
That's right.
That's what they say. Right. But not that I've tried that. Anyway, hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Wiley in the Wild West riding along with us, Buck and Horse Moon.
Down on one lane road, there's a dusty fairground where I learned the wrong trade. I fell in love with a blue-eyed twister and her smoky whisper. She said they called her the Cimarron Dove. We'd spool our bedroll on down together. My calloused hands combed through her hair. Stare at a star through an old mesquite tree. See that moon shadow? There's a bucking horse there. Sweet bird of you, no easy keeper. Gone with the seasons all too soon. Beneath mountains Nevada starlight and a bucking horse moon. Our love reeled out like a western movie. Down hard-worn highways through the rodeo towns, wrapped in her wings for a midnight flight. that bucking horse moon kept shining down. But heart and bone are made for breaking. The Cimarron dove has flown with the wind. Then a bronc in Prescott rolled on my back. I'll never ride rough stock again. Sweet bird of you, no easy keeper, flown with the seasons all too soon. Beneath Montana's blue roan sky, Nevada starlight and a bucking horse moon. I lost my youth on the dusty fairgrounds. I'm an old bronc fighter, long past high noon. On a haunted night wind, I can hear her whispering as I search the heavens for a bucking horse moon. Sweet bird of you, no easy keeper, flown with the seasons all too soon. Beneath Montana's blue roan sky, Nevada starlight and a bucking horse moon. Wyoming sunsets and a bucking horse moon.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
That's all right. We'll come back and fix it later.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Seven days. Give us 7 days.
Yeah, give us 7 days. We'll fix that later.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit about fences.
Yep.
And, you know, you put a little splice in and then say, okay, I'll come back and fix that later. You pound in a T-post and say, okay, I'll come back and fix that later.
Mm-hmm.
10 years later, there's still T-posts and splices in my fence.
Exactly.
All right, anyway, that's just the way that is,
well,
right?
Well, and you think I'm going to swap that wire out.
Oh, man.
You know, that 100-year-old barbed wire?
Oh, my.
Got to go.
Right.
But then you go to the store and you look at steel prices.
You look at the price.
You go, maybe it'll go one more year.
Yeah, I think I'll run that old cow one more year.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, being a poet, when I write poetry, that's what I tell myself. I'll come back and I'll fix that later.
Right.
For me, the important part is I got to get the story down. So I start writing and I get into the story and I get as much of the story as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it rhymes well. I don't care how the meter flows, anything like that. I tell myself, okay, I'll come back and I'll fix that later.
Something with it, yeah.
And actually, I have to.
If you want to finish it.
Well, it sounds horrible.
Well,
otherwise, I mean, it's the most pitiful.
Okay, let me ask you this.
All right.
Is any of your poems truly finished?
Never. Never. Yeah. No, I am always wordsmithing. I'm always picking at the scab.
As it should be, right?
I guess. But I swear I've ruined some good poems. Kind of like me and horses. You know, I've ruined some good horses just by continuing to ding with them.
Been there. Many times.
Yeah. Now, as a poet, I have to go back and I have to fix it. And you're right. It's never done.
Well, you ask a sculptor.
Yeah.
You know, is that sculptured, finished?
And then...
Well, no.
See, here's the deal about poetry. It's still fluid. It's still liquid. You can fix it.
Yes.
Once the clay hardens and you cast that done. Bronze, you are done.
You're done now.
Yeah, exactly.
Now
right.
You are
yeah,
done.
That's
yes.
right. Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yes, Mulligan
yeah.
Stew next week.
That's
Anything
right.
goes.
Anything goes.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coffee milk.
Yeah, we'll come back and fix that.
We'll fix that later.